This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bobby and I are joined now by Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, how you doing tonight, bud?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for spending some time with us tonight. That call right there, Sean, obviously the touchdown, the go-ahead score in the fourth quarter, and it kind of has continued a trend for you guys. We talked about it just before the break. If you look over these last three games, you guys have found ways to close out football games. It is an attribute that not all football teams have, and it might be the most important as you guys are going to come down the stretch here. Games are going to get close. They're going to continue to be close. But you look at this. The Dallas Cowboys, the Saints possess the game, possess the ball in the fourth quarter of that game, 9 minutes and 37 seconds. You guys last week against the Buccaneers, 10 minutes and 10 seconds. This week versus the Jags, 10 minutes, 53 seconds. All of those, you guys are outscoring the opposing team. How important is that ability that of a team that has that killer instinct, that ability, even when maybe things haven't been going well, to find ways to make those plays coming down the stretch to get wins in the fourth quarter?
Well, look, I think, you know, you hit on something. First off, in our league, it's highly unusual that, you know, teams will be ahead 2-3 touchdowns going into the fourth quarter. Generally speaking, you know, you're in close games, and then every once in a while, you know, you might have one of those games where it's more than just a touchdown. And I think, look, it's field position, it's turnovers, it's all the things we preach. I thought defensively yesterday we got off the field on third down exceptionally well. I felt like we played a lot of that game on their end of the field. And so when a mistake is made, it's magnified. And, you know, we had to settle for a field goal a couple times early on. And then fortunately on that play, you're talking about, you know, we get the touchdown and then are able to run out the clock pretty much for the last 6 minutes of the game. So each one of these games can unfold differently. You know, you come back and you look closely at the film and you make corrections. But I do think there are certain things that winning teams do, and hopefully we can continue to do those things while we improve.
Now, Coach Payton, you talk about playing on their side of the field. I mean, I don't know. I was tooting his horn above and beyond in the post game that you look at Thomas Morstead, and you talk about those hidden yardage and field position when you have to go a long distance to have a sustained drive, and you're more maybe in a situation where you're going to have mistakes when you're trying to have those long drives. I'm talking about getting a touchdown, not just a field goal, and you can have a turnover, but five of Morstead's six punts were down inside the Jaguars' 15-yard line. Boy, that's a weapon that I know the defense got to be ecstatic whenever they got the opponent backed up like that when they take the field.
Yeah, look, he's having a fantastic season already. And we've all known the type of punter he is. And when you can put a team, you know, in that area of the field, and you just look up at the percentages of scoring a touchdown from there, scoring a field goal from there, different than when they take the ball over, let's say at their 30 or at midfield, you know, it's pretty remarkable when you look at the percentages. And then when you take a rookie quarterback like that and you put him in those situations, those are difficult.
Now, you know, Coach Payton, I'm looking at it kind of caught my attention because it's easy. It's numbers easy to remember. And this is regular season record since you've been at the helm. And allowing 20 or fewer points, this is, to me, is like domination. 75 wins, 8 losses when you allow 20 or fewer points. And then when you commit 0 turnovers, this caught my attention, 40 wins and 5 losses. So, Coach Payton, I got advice you could tell the team. Don't turn it over. And y'all scoring defense 20 points or less, and we're probably not losing.
No, listen, I think that certainly, like, those are numbers that that are going to stand the test of time long after we're finished here. I mean, what I mean by that is that those aren't changing in our league. If you're able to protect the football, and if you're able to hold teams, you know, south of 20, you know, you're going to win a lot of football games. And regardless of how offenses change and how the game changes, those are still things that that hold up and are, you know, signs of winning football and you know, protecting the football, especially on the road.
Coach Payton, there was a lot of talk last week about preparing for Leonard Fournette, preparing for a football team that we knew was going to come in and grind the football on the ground. They were going to commit to it and stay with it. And one of the stats that really stood out to me all week was 389 of their 512 rushing yards coming in the second half. And yet I feel like the defense played even better in half number two than they did in half number one, and suddenly the ground game comes alive for the Saints in the second half. So how important or how big has that depth been across the defensive front, your guys' ability to stay healthy and to win games on the defensive line down the stretch?
Well, look, I it's a credit to the players. You know, the last few weeks we've gone with eight defensive linemen. Linebackers are playing well. We're supporting well in the secondary. Leonard's a fantastic player. And one of the things you can't allow with that type of runner is, you know, the first 5 yards of him having the football without any type of contact. Because if he gets going and he gets into the second part of your defense, it becomes that much more challenging. And I thought, you know, we did a good job of containing him. He's going to have his plays. And then the other thing, part of the plan, and I thought Dennis and staff did a great job of really forcing Minshew to stay in the pocket, not allow him the plays outside the pocket where he can extend the play, find a receiver late in coverage.
Now, you know, Coach Payton, when I look at this, and obviously I'm sure you're aware of this, but it's kind of puzzling to me because it's never been the case as far as, you know, being outscored three out of the four quarters. I think it was just the opposite last year where we outscored opponents three out of the four quarters. But I'm looking particularly to start a game. For the sixth consecutive game, the Saints finished the first quarter without scoring an offensive touchdown. The only opening quarter touchdown that you have is this season came courtesy of Deontay Harris on the punt return against the Seahawks. Now, you're looking at six games. We've only scored 13 first quarter points. So that has to be somewhat puzzling considering whether you're playing at home or on the road, you want to get off to a fast start.
Yeah, look, and Bobby, unfortunately, it's not puzzling because when you watch the tape, you see it's just not good enough. And now the good news is, you know, we've been able to generate what we needed to in those games. But I think as this season continues and, you know, hopefully we get to a position where we want to be later in the year, we're going to have to be better earlier in games. And I think that that's one of the things I referenced yesterday. You know, we got to be careful in our wins that we're not overlooking some of the things that we're not doing well. And I think that's it's a lot easier to coach hard after a win. But when we get back going on Wednesday and the players have already seen the film, you know, those are things that, you know, that have to get cleaned up.
Now, Coach Payton, is there a magic number? You know, and it's probably not a magic number, but when you look at what Alvin Kamara was dealing with as far as Latavius Murray, as far as his touches, look, he had eight rushing attempts. He averaged 5.5 yards a carry. He had three receptions, 35 yards. I mean, the screenplay, that could have been a 42-yard touchdown. Is there maybe that – you like to give them somewhere around double-digit touches, around 10 or 11, or does that depend on the ebb and flow of the game?
I think, look, there's a little bit to that, and I do think part of it's the flow of the game, the snaps we're getting in the game, you know, and I think depending on what we're trying to do, you know, yesterday Alvin got nicked up on a play early and was able to battle through and give us, you know, important snaps. And then meanwhile, in the second half, you know, Latavius is a slash outside zone runner. And, man, we saw some good carries from him late in that game. You referenced the reception. on the screenplay. And yeah, I just think you need that depth. And I think the two of them complement each other pretty well.
Coach, you guys are heading up to Chicago to face the Bears next week, coming off their bye week. And I know that that's that situation, playing a team coming off their bye, going on the road to do that, is a tough situation. And you guys obviously coming back from a physical game and a hot environment in Jacksonville. What kind of things will you guys do this week to try to get those guys rested and ready to go up in Chicago?
Well, look, you're always looking at a few things. You know, it's a travel game. It'll be another grass game. It'll be a different type of grass, so the footing will be important. You know, how we prepare Wednesday and Thursday relative to how we finish the week will be important. We'll look closely at the practice schedule and then closely at the opponent and recognize we're playing a team that came off a tough loss over in London. So I think you dive into it and you look closely at it. You pay a ton of attention to your opponent, but most importantly, you're paying attention to yourself.
Meeting now with Saints head coach Sean Payton. And Coach, you gave me we saw each other in the locker room right after the game, and you told me something that Bill Parcells used to say to you, and I thought it was pretty good, and I want you to share it with people because I feel like I've been dealing with explaining this all day long, and I think it's kind of a good message for the fans to understand.
Well, look, I think you're playing games, and sometimes they unfold. Bill was real smart, and he understood that, you know, you might play in a real low-scoring game, and then afterwards you think you're going to get upset at the offense, and he'd get upset at the defense if it wasn't low, you know, if it wasn't successful, and vice versa in a higher-scoring game. But the thing he always talked about is it doesn't have to be aesthetically pleasing to be effective, and I thought the one thing that we wanted to do in that game is control the field position and control the running game. And stopping from Fournette the way our defense did was really going to put pressure on one player, and that's the rookie quarterback. And, you know, when you're able to do that, we got one turnover. We almost had a couple others. We had our hands on a couple others. And it kind of unfolded like we had talked about at the beginning of the week. Special teams, we started about winning the situation. I thought we were outstanding. Our punt unit, not only our punt unit, we get a return on our punt return unit at midfield, and you know, all of a sudden we're in their territory. So, you know, a lot of the things that we talked about as we entered that game on the road took place. And now it took a while offensively for us to get going, and we're going to have to improve in that area. But I was encouraged with how we protected the football, and encouraged with how our players handled that specific game.
Now, Coach May, talk about the offense to get going, and obviously you want to have sustained drives. What do you do as a head coach? And obviously you're deeply involved in the offense and in all phases of the game. But then when you watch in the film and you get with Carmichael, Coach Lombardi, and everyone, and then all of a sudden you might talk to Teddy, and then he knows maybe he left a handful of plays, two or three missed throws that you got to make, and they could be big plays to make the difference as far as the accuracy. You know, you kind of take for granted at times with Drew Brees, but how do you approach Teddy without maybe hurting his confidence? But, look, dude, you got to make that throw. Just break that down.
Yeah, look, I think when we come in and watch the film, and our guys understand that, man, we close the door, we put the tape on, and we're going to coach, and we're going to – and oftentimes, a number of times, we put it on and I look at it and think, man, I've got to be better in this area as a play caller. You know, it's kind of this tell the truth Monday. And the same thing exists relative to our players. And we're trying to make corrections. Our players want to learn. They want to improve. You know, you reference a couple throws. Look, the third down plays are big ones because they continue drives. And so, sure, there's a few plays when you look at that tape where Teddy's going to look at it and say, I know I can be better than that. That's what you want in your players, though. You want
right.
Guys that really want to improve and that aren't, you know, thin-skinned when it comes to just corrections. And that's the thing that I enjoy coaching. The thing I enjoy most about coaching this team is in last year, the year before, the same way. And these guys are eager to improve. All of them, you know, they all want to play well for each other.
Now, Coach Payton, looking at the defense, boy, I was really pleased on the back end with the secondary. It's all complimentary football. But, you know, whether you call it a sugar rush or whatever, not letting Minshew get out in space, but containing him. Cam Jordan coming up with a couple of sacks. Now we have 18 sacks on the season, 27 tackles for loss, 36 quarterback hurries. Quarterback hits, however you describe it. But I thought it was monumental that you look at Jacksonville. They were only behind the Chiefs. They were averaging 7.2 yards on first down this season, the second highest mark in the NFL. And, shoot, I don't think they even got half of that or right around half of that on first down.
Yeah, look, you know, we mentioned the field position at the beginning of this call. And when you get a team backed up, you know, let's say inside their own 15 or 10-yard line, you know, there's a goal you have offensively when you're backed up. You know, if you make two first downs and you end up having to punt it, you've kind of set the field position back in a neutral position, if you will.
Right.
But if the defense gets a three and out and you're punting from your end zone or your own 5-yard line, man, those are points. And so even though the defense isn't realizing the points right away, you know, that's the hidden yardage that equals 3 points. And so when we get them backed up and we get a three and out, we had a number of them, man, all of a sudden that field position now is you're starting drives at the 45-yard line either, you know, and
right.
You're just – your percentages go way up. So I thought DA and the staff, as well as the players, man, had a fantastic plan. And we talked all week about, you know, obviously containing Leonard, but then making that quarterback have to play in that pocket area because he had made a lot of big plays, but they were plays that were extended, you know, plays that maybe came off of a broken down protection and then he flushed one way or the other. And so we put him in that spot and look, gave him some disguised looks where he held the ball a little bit longer and just made it more difficult.
Saints head coach Sean Payton, coach first place in the NFC South. Congratulations. Get some rest, and we'll see you up in Chicago. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.